Back on GameDaySportsRadio.com, Boji Wood. Mike Bernard still with us from OTM Sports, based out in Las Vegas, Nevada. Mike, it is Super Bowl week, and I think one of the most interesting parts of your world is all the prop bets that you can have. And, of course, you can have these. We did a spot about the national championship game between Clemson and Alabama and all the prop bets that were available. But with the Super Bowl, I think it even gets more interesting.
Oh, no doubt. And there's a lot more. You have a lot more propositions to look at. There's literally 1,000 you can take a look at. Coach, you wouldn't believe some of the props that are offered. In addition to the coin toss and the length of the national anthem, bettors can wager on if Justin Thomas will have more fourth-round birdies than Greg Zuerlein points in the Super Bowl. There's wagers that combine results from soccer, NHL, and NBA games on Sunday with the results from the Rams and Patriots players. It's absolutely crazy.
Whoa, you're telling me that you can wager a proposition bet and combine different events?
Oh, sure. And for instance, one thing, there's a lot of prop bets that have you shaking your head. And to be honest, prop wagering for guys like myself and sharps and professionals, this is a very important day. Now, you have to be out there early. But the prop bets, you can find great value in those, not on the national anthem and those type things. But, Coach, one of them, just looking at the Westgate prop sheet, they offer, will the England-Ireland rugby match have more points than C.J. Anderson have rushing yards? And another prop from an international casino says, you wager on whether will Gladys Knight take a knee or raise a fist during or following the national anthem? Yes is plus 600 and no is minus 1,000.
Well, and of course, for you fans that don't know, Gladys Knight will be singing the national anthem in her hometown of Atlanta. Okay, now you mentioned yes is plus 600. So tell me, and then no is minus 1,000. Explain the plus and the minus to me again.
Okay. A $100 wager gets you $600 in addition to your 100. If you bet you have to bet $1,000. If you bet no, you have to bet $1,000 just to win 100. So obviously there's no value in that.
Correct. And again, I would say, now when you look at rushing yards versus points, that's pretty definitive. Taking a knee or raising a fist, if she raises her hand in the air and waves, some people might, well, she raised a fist. I mean, that could be kind of subjective, couldn't it?
Sure. And a lot of the things, sometimes the national anthem, when they have an over-under on the length, sometimes it comes within a second or two, and you have some disparity there and some contention. Those always have limits. They're capped. You can't bet more than a dime or 1,000 on some of those. Okay, I'm not going to play. Go ahead, Coach.
I was going to say, now, some of those, that's just crazy. In general, well, of course, but I know that they're from talking with you off the air and from past segments, there's some prop bets that you actually see a lot of value in, but really not the off the wall ones, right?
That's right. And Coach, right here, you know, on our show Inside the Numbers, we did three prop bets on the national title game, gave them to the listeners. They all three won, but there's not something you recommend a lot on, but some of these prop bets have value and you want to max it out because you're getting value. I'm not going to play any of the unconventional props, but I do play several props every Super Bowl. There's an opportunity to scalp in middle, and that means if you play at one casino, you get this line and this juice, and another casino, you get this line, to where you can't lose. And I know that sounds unbelievable, but you have to time it. And it can happen, and it does happen every year on the prop bets. But here are some of the props I'm looking at for this Super Bowl. Rams tight end Gerald Everett over 2.5 receptions. And I'd like to get your thoughts on this, but I'm thinking Jared Goff, his first Super Bowl. I mean, Brady does it in his sleep. But Jared Goff, he's going to want to throw underneath stuff, and he's going to be fairly conservative, so maybe tight end Gerald Everett. I believe that's the kid from South Alabama. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah. I'm going to play him over 2.5 receptions, and I'm going to play over 3.5 players to score for the Pats at one casino. I'm not going to name it because I don't want them to take it off the board because I feel like they've made a mistake. They've included the kicker. So really, 3 players from the Pats have to score because the kicker is going to score if the Patriots score at all, right?
Yeah, you would think so. But and I was going to ask you that if the kicker was included in that. Okay, now, question for you. If obviously a rushing touchdown, that player scores. If it's a touchdown pass, does that count for the quarterback and the receiver or just the receiver?
Just the receiver. But here's the other thing. At this particular shop, this particular casino, a defensive touchdown – a safety, a fumble recovery, all those things obviously count. And we've seen a lot of that over the years in the recent Super Bowls, right?
Yes.
Especially we've seen safeties. Now, I'd never bet for there to be a safety because you're not getting enough odds. Mm-hmm. But we saw it in Peyton Manning when they got trounced against Seattle, right? I think that was the first score of the game or one of them. Mm-hmm. So you see defensive touchdowns, I think, 4 of the last 6 Super Bowls.
Right. And it just seems like if you go back and you look at the Pats season, just about every game they've got over 3 players, which of course now, again, there's no half players. So basically what you're saying is at least 4 players are going to have to score. And again, including the kicker, now you're down to 3. If you go back and you look at their schedule, I think it'd be pretty common to see them have 3 players score over the course of a game.
It would, and that's why I'm playing it. Again, I feel like that casino's made a mistake and by including the kicker because other casinos did not include the kicker.
All right, Mike, hang on. We'll be back. We'll take a quick break here, and we come back. We're going to have a more in-depth breakdown on the Super Bowl with Mike Benard from OTM Sports.